Almost 7,000 miles away, a country in North Africa is in shambles. Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi will not step down and is willing to kill his own people to stay in power. Over the weekend, the United Nations passed a resolution to instate a no-fly zone to prevent Gaddafi's forces from attacking the people. Under this resolution, Libyan aircraft are not allowed to fly over specific regions of the country. I went to the Crenshaw Mall in L.A. to see how people felt about the conflict. Of the 20 people I stopped, the majority of them had no idea what was happening in Libya. Even to USC students, the conflict is so far away that it is difficult to defend or reject U.S. involvement.
I definitely have to do more research into it to see all the sides of it before I really make like a big decision, but the surface, I would say no, I'm not in favor.
I guess it's not bad that we've interfered because America does, quote unquote, have like a responsibility to protect the people. And I know I do have like also mixed feelings. Like, I don't know if we should be intervening because it doesn't really have anything to do with us.
Well, from the limited amount that I've read, it seems like he was doing it to protect civilians, which I guess is a noble idea. But I think America also has a history of interfering in other countries' issues.
I did find one woman who had a clear-cut position on the conflict. Edie Bello Sandoval strongly opposes U.S. involvement in Libya.
I'm against. The reason is I don't think we should be there because Gaddafi is dangerous. It's not like Castro or other, you know, dictators. He's a dangerous guy. You know, he can do anything, and I'm opposing that.
This woman fled the Castro regime in Cuba. She believes that our interference in Libya could hurt the people more than it helps. Sandoval also said that if we stay involved, more civilians could be killed because of Gaddafi's refusal to let go of power. The U.S., Britain, and France plan to increase their military presence in Libya in support of the UN resolution. Trinice Ferreira, Annenberg Radio News.